Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Today I'm going to be chatting with Power Hungry Performance about a 600 horsepower 7.3 Power Stroke build. Also going to include setups for 400 to 500 horsepower, talking about tuning advancements, and also the huge 7.3 summit that they're hosting, which is right around the corner. So definitely looking forward to it. Before we get to it, though, I want to give a shout out to a couple of our sponsors that help make the Diesel Podcast possible. The first is Target Sports USA. If you're into other hobbies, just like I am, like to hit the range, go hunting, do competitions, things like that, we have a really cool membership. It's $99 a year, and with that, you get free shipping, whether you're ordering one box, 20, 50, however many it is that you need. Plus, you get an instant 8% discount whenever you order, and also there's some special events they do throughout the year where that discount can go up to 16%. Just go to targetsportsusa.com/dieselpc. You find all the details there. Once you sign up, you're also entered in to win two free giveaways. The first one's an all-expense-paid hunting trip to Colorado, which is really cool. It includes airfare, accommodations, also meat processing and shipping back to you, and you're automatically entered to win that. They also give away an F-150 every year, so it's a great way to pick up a new daily, something to keep the miles off your diesel truck. So if you're in the market, definitely make sure to head on over to their website and go to targetsportsusa.com/dieselpc. Find all the details. Also, our friends over at Kershaw Knives have a 40% off discount code for you. Use code 2024DIESEL40 at kershaw.kaiusa.com. It's a great way to save some money. It's some really cool gear. If you need a knife for hunting, fishing, EDC, something around the job site, they've got a ton of choices with different opening mechanisms, blade steel, blade shape, handle design. So head on over, use code 2024DIESEL40 for 40% off MSRP. All right, let's get to today's podcast with Power Hungry Performance and talking about 7.3s.
Bill, Angela, Vinny, welcome to the Diesel Podcast. Definitely looking forward to talking about 7.3s, the 7.3 Summit, and a whole bunch of cool Power Stroke stuff. So welcome back to the Diesel Podcast.
No, great to be back. Good to see you again, Patrick.
Yeah, well, yeah, welcome back, Vinny. Yeah. There's been so much response that I've seen on Facebook and Instagram to the Summit 7.3, and it's getting really close to happening. So I wanted to ask you guys, since we chatted last, what's the reception been like? How many people are showing up? How's everything shaken out?
So it's coming together really well. We have about 100 attendees at the moment. So that's fantastic. We've got a full lineup of speakers speaking on just a variety of topics that everyone there is really going to benefit from. That was our goal. So that'll go well. Yes, it's coming together really well. We have, Thursday is Minotaur training with Bill. There are a couple seats left if anyone's interested in learning Minotaur tuning. We have that night, we may or may not be having food in the parking lot by Vinny. I don't know if I'm supposed to. I mean, we're going to have to buy lots of steak. And then Friday, full lineup, really excited. Friday night, we've got an activity offsite that everyone's going to love. Saturday, another full day. That one's more about business development. And then people can mingle amongst all that. But it's coming together really well.
Yeah, we're very excited. We're very excited. The speakers that we have lined up are going to be fantastic, and it's really going to be hugely beneficial for the attendees, which is, you know, what we're trying to accomplish is really bring a lot of attention into the 7.3 community, help businesses find ways that they can build their competitive edge, and just really try to stay in business in today's economy. It's really tough right now for a lot of businesses.
There were a lot of comments on our last episode when we had discussed it. People were really excited. And these are truck owners. These are people who own 7.3s. And they were really excited about you guys bringing together all these different companies. They're looking forward to seeing maybe some things that might come out of it in the future with partnerships or products or just things they're able to purchase. So I think, you know, I know that this event this year is about businesses and shop owners and companies that are making products, but there's a lot of truck owners that are excited. And I'm really excited for the future to see how this progresses. It's a platform that I think I mentioned before. I thought it kind of faded away, and then last couple of years, it's like, no, it hasn't.
Yeah, it's come back strong, and at the way things are going right now, we don't see any signs of it quitting anytime soon. So we're just gonna just keep pushing it forward.
Vinny, you've been around diesel for a really long time. What do you think about the Summit 73? What's your perception of it? To me, it's been something I've never seen before with any other type of truck, type of engine, anything like that. So it really caught my attention, but I was curious about your perspective.
Well, I'm so excited about it. I quit my job of a decade, and it's something that I see growing big time because we've got people dragging these things out of the weeds and just pouring a ton of money into them because two angles. You've got the midlife crisis guy that runs down and buys a brand new $90,000 Platinum and finds out he can't do anything to it, and so he still wants to have that nostalgia, that truck that he can soup up, hop up, put a tune on it. And so those guys have money, and they're basically trying to turn a 30-year-old pickup truck into a brand new, we're doing 2015 Platinum interior swaps into 73s. We've got people converting front ends over and stuff. So they want the power, they want to be able to modify their truck, and they're being told they can't do that anymore. So they're dragging these old trucks out of the barn and souping them up and restoring them. And so we've got that aspect of it that I've experienced firsthand many, many times. We've done a bunch of big 73 builds in the last couple of years. And then the other side of it is you've got young kids starting to drive. They're 16, 17 years old, and they're inheriting grandpa's old truck, or they're getting dad's hand-me-down truck, and they're 73s. And so we're just seeing a massive influx of 73 performance all of a sudden that I have not seen in the last 15 years that I've been in this industry. So it's important enough to me that I made the switch from Leadfoot Diesel to helping Power Hungry out with this whole idea, this whole marketing ploy to get the 73 back on the map, and it's happening fast. So it's been fun.
One of the really cool things that always appealed to me about diesel is you could take older trucks and you could give them as much or a lot more power than a brand new one. So to me, they never felt like they got old. And then with what you mentioned, Vinny, with being able to do things with the interiors and the aesthetics, I think you really struck on the chord of why it's so popular, is people want the newer power levels, but with the availability to modify or customize their trucks. And that kind of leads into, I think, a really popular question. Somebody on YouTube had asked this on one of our episodes. And you take these trucks, what they make stock for horsepower and torque, and you look at a 2024 6.7 Power Stroke, and they go, well, how can I get there? And he asked something very specific about like 600 horsepower, what brakes, but I thought it would be really cool to go through with you, Bill and Vinny. How do you start to increase the power in these trucks? Like, what, I don't want to say stages, but just how do we get it close to what a new truck makes for power? And what considerations should we take with like transmission or different things with the engine we might need to upgrade to be able to handle that power?
You want to start, Vinny, with what you've seen?
Sure. Yeah, like I'll touch on the bolt-ons, the mechanics of it all. Bill's the mastermind when it comes to tuning. So you caught me with my laptop out here, and so I pulled up a really good recipe. If guys are out there and you want to just a tried and true recipe of what you can get, and it's all in one place, Irate Diesel's put together some really good comprehensive packages of hard parts. We don't sell hard parts, so we're just handle the tuning side of it. But you're going to need like a set of 350 20, or a 350 200 hybrid injectors, a competition fuel system. There's a couple different companies out there that offer those. It's going to consist of an electronic fuel pump, a regulated return, some heavier duty push rods, head studs, dual high pressure oil pumps, or a highly modified high pressure oil pump. And then obviously custom tunes on our Hydra chip is going to make that all come together. So, he's got all the ingredients for the chocolate chip cookies here, but if you don't have the chocolate chips, none of it works. And that's kind of where the Hydra comes in. And there's a bunch of different companies that do custom tuning for our chip. And so, call us, you can give us a shout, shoot us an email, shoot me a message on Facebook. I always answer those very quickly. And we can get you hooked up with somebody that can do the tuning. As far as doing it in stages, the way the 7.3 engine works with the fuel system and its limitations, you can't really do a 600 plus horsepower build in stages. You just got to go for all of it, unfortunately, because there's no overlap. Like the injector size that it takes to make 600 horsepower isn't going to work for a guy that just wants to do like a set of stage one injectors. He's never going to hit that target. So 600 horsepower is a great number. That's a new 6.7 with a tune and a cold air intake is going to make 600. So it's a lot more to build it up, but you're starting out with a $10,000 truck and not a $90,000 truck. So there's a lot of value to be seen there. So you got $80,000 to budget. If you're trying to compare an old 7.3 to a new 6.7 and you want to get to the same power level, you've got a massive budget to play with. So there's not really stages to it. So we kind of answered that question. You will, for the automatic guys, you're going to have a fully built transmission. I recommend Brian's Truck Shop. I've been sending people to him for 15 years and I've never heard a bad thing about him. So I think that's the best 7.3 transmission you can get as far as a built one goes. And then turbos you can play around with. You're going to make 600 horsepower with a SXE 362. It's capable of it. It's going to be at the top end of its map. So it's going to get a little inefficient if you're trying to tow with it and stuff like that. It's going to get hot. I would do like a T4 366 would be a really good turbo. It's still going to spool up decently fast, but it's going to move the air to keep the EGTs down. If you want to have your
366 was the real popular combination for a long time and regularly make 600 horsepower with those.
Yep. Yeah. And they breathe good too. And if you want to have your cake and eat it too, compounds spool up quick. You can run an external wastegate, divorce that little charger when it reaches its efficiency map, and then just let the big charger take over on the top end. I'm a huge fan of compounds, but there's a million ways to skin that cat, and we'd be happy to answer those questions. I actually really am looking forward to the comments on this video because, as you can see, I'm losing my voice, so I can type a lot better than I can talk right now.
Yeah, happens every time this year with that stupid pollen, so welcome to Georgia.
And Bill, with a lot of the companies that you work with, customers that you have, how reliable are these power levels in, say, 500 to 600 horsepower on a 7.3? Because that was the second part of his question, was how reliable can I keep this truck?
So that's a question that I think everybody in this industry has really tried to find a definitive answer to for two decades. And really it comes down to, as long as you're not overworking any single system, 500 horsepower on a stock bottom end 7.3, even with powdered metal rods, is achievable and can be reliable as long as you're not pushing everything right to the limit, which means that your injector sizes are larger than they need to be so that we don't have to get really aggressive with things like injection timing or boost to try to really make up any deficiencies somewhere else. We've had people that have done stage ones, stage twos, and stage twos I've really had a big problem with, because there's not a lot of fuel, but you're really trying to eject it in a very short amount of time, with the larger nozzles. And then with the idea that, oh, I should be getting more power out of this. There was a lot of tuning going on at the time that was actually causing the powder metal rods to break, to shatter, and window 7.3s are not an uncommon thing. It's just a very bad combination to try to make large power. So like Vinny says, you have to kind of make a decision which way you want to go with your vehicle. Do you want a reliable daily driver that you're going to pull your camper with or a work truck or something? And then you keep it in the 450 horsepower range, which is very achievable. Or if you want 600, you got to go into injectors. You got to go into turbo, oil system, fuel system. The stock bottom end we've seen, with a good combination of components, with a lot of room on the back end for larger than you need so that you don't have to really push it, 500 horsepower is not an unreliable setup. once you start getting above that, if you want to achieve 600 horsepower, you definitely have to have forged rods. Powder metal rods are just not going to hold up in that environment. It's too much pressure. You're going to be looking at O-ringed heads. There's going to be a lot of considerations there internally to achieve those kind of numbers. All of that, all can be tuned, and we've tuned 800, 900 horsepower trucks that have been hail driven. I probably wouldn't put a 35 foot trailer behind it or something. It's going to get a little hot, but it'll pull it. So, again, you just got to figure out where you want to go, what you want to achieve with your vehicle, and then that's the direction you go down. Because the last thing that we want is for somebody to like, well, I bought Stage One injectors and they were great for a while, but then to change injectors, you're buying new injectors, and you've just wasted that money. And there's not really any good way to recoup that loss. So, you can sell the injectors off. You're not going to get your money back out of it. And it's just a lot easier to figure out what you want to do with your vehicle first.
I think if I was in the market to get a 7.3, I'd be looking at the 4 to 500, probably 4 to 450. That would be the whole reason I'm buying that truck. I'm not necessarily wanting to go fast or go on a dyno or take it to the track or anything. I'm buying it because I want it to last hundreds of thousands of miles, but I want a little bit more power to be, say, comparable to something new. Is that where the majority of your customers fall into that 4 to 500?
Absolutely. That is the people that we talk to daily. We hear, I don't want a hot rod. I don't need to beat people off the line. I just want a reliable truck that's going to tow my camper. Yeah, we talk to those people every day. That is the vast majority of our customers.
And one of the other interesting things is when you're looking at some of the newer engines, 6.0, 6.4, 6.7, they're smaller displacement engines. And so they actually make their horsepower, a lot of it's in the mid to upper RPM range. 7.3 is much larger displacement. And it makes really good torque in low to mid RPM ranges. And obviously torque is what gets you off the line. And so a 6.7 does make a lot of horsepower, but you also have to go back and look at the torque numbers as well. And they're not unimpressive numbers. They're good numbers to be sure. But if you're making 600 horsepower on a 7.3, your torque numbers are going to be completely different than what you're going to see on a 6.7. So you've got to, weigh that in too. And that's why I think a lot of people like the 7.3 as a work vehicle. It's not the fastest vehicle out there. It's not a, 3,800 RPM motor, but it's got torque for days. It'll just keep pulling.
And it's a million mile motor.
Yeah, I think that's what people really want. And how I've sort of come around to that, I'm sort of in that field now where I think that way. When I was younger, it was about, what's the most amount of power I can make? Can I get to 800, 900, 1,000? And then now I'm like, I don't want that. I want it to start. I want it to go. I don't want to have to really worry about it. Or if I need to work on it, can I do it myself? Or can I take it to a shop around me? And, it's easier to get parts and things like that. So I can definitely see how how the market's, changed with it. I was thinking of something else. I like to put myself in the position of a listener. Like Vinny mentioned, I bought this 2023 or 2022 Platinum. I don't like it. I'm going to sell it. And maybe I don't know anyone around that has a 7.3. And so I start my research online. And as you mentioned, Bill, there's 20 plus years of information that are out there. And you can find that stuff from the early 2000s, the mid 2000s, 2010s. It might not be current for what 2024 offers. And I wanted to ask you about that because I'd like to just kind of jumpstart people if they're listening to this and they're thinking, that's exactly what I want to do. We can get them up to speed really quick on things you're able to do with tuning, some of the software, some of the options that are out there to get that power that they're not going to find if they look in, 2001 posts or something on a forum.
Right. That's it. That's a kind of a hard battle because everything is kind of migrated to Facebook and YouTube now, which has a lot of value and is a lot of fun. But may not have as much information as what we used to have back in the forums, where there were threads for days on power upgrades and tuning and who was doing what. And everybody kind of shared that information back and forth. So a lot of the newer technology, the newer tuning, the newer components, you're not going to see that on the old forums. So it's really very important to have like podcasts like this to be able to help people understand what's available. And that's another reason, you know, for doing the Summit 7.3 is we do want to get, you know, next year, we're definitely going to set it up so that we'll be able to have customers come in, kind of like SEMA, you know, people come in, walk around and talk with the vendors. But we really wanted to focus on business and business to business development this year, because that's really at the heart of what needs to be done. Because if we're not building those relationships with other companies, none of this is going to matter in a few years. You know, we've got to set the groundwork. That's why this is a really important event to attend this year, to start building some of those relationships. And then next year we can expand it out another day or 2 days and really get the end user, the performance enthusiast, the guy who just wants to build his work truck up a little bit or whatever, get those people out there and see what's available, and really help the other businesses out.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just thinking of something when you were mentioning that, you know, Vinny went through the list of kind of like a power recipe, and there were some companies or some different recommendations. Well, with the Summit 7.3, I think about it just expanding that with maybe there's something new on the turbo side or on the fuel system side or on the engine side that someone else is working on, you know, in the country. And yeah, inevitably it's going to circle back to the tuning, and your tuning is going to circle back to the turbos and the fuel systems and everything else. Right. So it gives a great opportunity to just talk about it and be able to work together.
Yeah. We're all in this together. I mean, you know, that's why, you know, we've built relationships with hundreds of companies over the years, you know, ways that we can help them, ways that they can help us. And it really has been a very close community. Everyone kind of pokes jabs at each other once in a while, you know, because that's just the way, you know, big kids play. But overall, I think it really has become a very tight-knit community. I'm really, you know, proud to have been in this community as long as I have. Having tuned 7.3s for 25 years, and I've seen companies come and go, companies that have had their struggles, and we're hoping that with the event that we're having, that we're able to help try to overcome some of those struggles.
You had mentioned earlier, and I wanted to ask you because it piqued my curiosity, you'd mentioned the Minotaur, and I'm not sure if it's a software or what it is, but I wanted to ask about it because it kind of got my gear spinning a little bit with what you can do or what kind of class it is.
So the Minotaur software is, it's our tuning platform. It's what we do. It's a 3D mapping software where we're able to go in and tune the fuel tables, timing tables, all the variables that are in the ECM. And it's not a difficult platform to learn and understand. But it definitely helps if you have automotive experience, understand internal combustion engines and especially diesel engines and how all that works. If you understand that, then that's half the battle of using the software. And the rest of it's just the actual functionality of the software, what the shortcut keys do and stuff like that. We've been using that software for going on 20 years now. And it's been absolutely fantastic. And most of the people out that tune 7.3s use our software. But they're coming to the class that we're holding on Thursday at the event, to get a little better idea of how some of the maps interact with each other. Some of the unused functions in the software, stuff that they don't, some of the shortcuts that they don't understand how to use. They're really going to teach them how to use the software and then really get into the nuts and bolts of tuning the 7.3 stuff that they may have missed or not completely understood. And it gives them an opportunity to actually provide better tuning to their customers.
So the software, the everyday consumer can purchase the software. It comes with a license and then the definition files for their truck. So if they have, you know, an O2 California automatic, it's the definition files they need to tune their truck. There's also a pro version, which includes all of them, but the end user can tune their own vehicle, and Minotaur has different experience levels. So you can set, you know, I don't really know what I'm doing. I just want to change some basics all the way down to I'm a genius and let me just do what I want to do. But there's levels. And so part of the class will be helping people get deeper into Minotaur instead of just touching the surface.
Common question we get from you guys a lot is, hey, I need a diesel engine. I either, you know, I can't wait this long to get one, or normal place I get stuff from it, it just takes too long, or they don't have the parts in it that I need. Maybe my truck's not stock, or I tow heavy with it. I don't want to go back with just a stock engine. DFC Diesel is a sponsor of the podcast. We worked with them, you know, hand in hand on doing episodes, answering technical questions. They have a complete lineup of Cummins, Duramax, and Powerstroke remanufactured engines that are set to a standard of ISO 9001 2015 standards, which is a huge deal in the aftermarket. And there's certain levels of quality testing, validation that are required for that. So you know when you get one of those engines, the type of quality that's built behind it, with an industry-leading warranty that's really comprehensive. And you know, the other thing with that is, you know, sometimes the options that are out there, it's a basic OEM engine. You want a little bit more. You don't want to have the same failure again. So there's a bunch of different series of engines that they have, from Core, Street, Tow Haul, and also the Speed of Air series, which we've covered on the podcast before. There's a lot of really cool benefits to it. And if you have questions about that, reach out to them. If you don't know the type of engine that you're looking for, if you go to dfcdiesel.com, there's a ton of info there. You can send an email or you can reach out to them. Also, they're working with Speed of Air pistons, which it's the only piston that pays for itself. And there's a lot of really cool technology behind it. So you can add that into your build and be able to get better fuel economy, you know, increased power, increased torque, and better engine life out of it. You know, some of the most common engine applications or series of engines that they have with that lead time, a lot of them are in stock or they have really short lead times. So you can check your favorite retailer or go to dfcdiesel.com, check them out, see what's in stock, see what you can get. If you have questions, maybe you want to do, you know, something that's outside of the normal series of engines, they have tons of choices for rods, cranks, pistons, valve train upgrades, tons of different things. So if you're in the market, definitely make sure and head on over and check them out.
It's really exciting because I'm thinking of the relationship that you guys have with your dealers or these other shops to be able to educate them on benefits or things you can do with the software. How important is that to what you guys do? I'm sure it's immensely important, but I'm also connecting it to the Summit 7.3 as well, and the conversations we've had about sharing knowledge, education, being more aware of things. But I wanted to apply it specifically to teaching dealers, or, you know, anyone who's interested about your product and about the 20 plus years of information you've learned. How does that help you guys as a company?
Well, you know, first and foremost, we have always strived to be a company that provides products that are safe and reliable for vehicles. The last thing that we ever want is for someone to hurt their truck. And I think in the industry as a whole, that's a general consensus. There are some people who may just want to make a buck out of it. We're not those people. So we do focus a lot on education, on trying to teach people, one, what our products do, what our software does, how it's going to benefit them, and how they can utilize that to achieve their goals. You know, if they want, you know, just a solid, reliable daily driver or puller, they can tune for that. If they want to throw injectors and turbos and whatever in there, they can tune for that. And some of our best tuners were actually customers that started doing that. Brian Jellish, who's one of our best tuners and builds really good high horsepower tuning for, you know, for race trucks, sled pullers and stuff like that, got his start, you know, using our software to build his truck and, you know, learn the ins and outs of it. And we've worked with him a lot over the years. Andrew Arthur was another customer, and he's up in Washington State, and he has built a business out of doing custom tuning because he understands the platform, spent the time doing the research, spent the time playing with his own trucks, and has built some very high quality tunes. But it all goes back to the education. You know, we've been able to spend time with them, teach them how to use the software, teach them how the ECM kind of in detail functions and how it looks at the maps and how it intertwines all the maps together to achieve an injection value, a timing value, RPM value, and stuff like that. If we don't teach them that, then the software is useless. So, you know, we really do make a point of trying to educate in all aspects of everything that we do.
And it really helps us. So Bill's been really good at when the Hydra chip was being developed, it was important that it be open source, that tuners be able to utilize it with their own files. Like we have tuners all over the world. Performax in Australia, he does his own tuning. So he's able to help. Australia has its own
unique market.
own market. It's very different there. It's fun. But you know, as tuners are nurtured and developed and brought up all over, then they're able to help the end consumer get exactly what they want. And it helps us share, you know, this our products, and then also our knowledge, and get everyone taken care of without us having to do everything. It really helps us.
And it drives sales to all the companies, the turbo companies that you know, you need tuning for the turbo setups, injector companies, all of those companies. You know, we all revolve around each other in a way. And so being able to, you know, provide these kind of products really does help drive sales to the entire industry.
I love how you guys approach it with the education, because there's a lot of products, and it can be outside of automotive, where sometimes you get something that's like, here, figure it out, or you don't have any support post sale, and it's just like you kind of feel like you're stuck. And so I think as far as creating or helping to create this culture, it's incredibly important. And I was just thinking of something, Vinny. I'm not sure if you want to answer this or maybe you do, Bill, but I thought it'd be a great topic to chat about a little bit. It was on our last episode, Bill, somebody had commented on YouTube, and I think this goes back to education, and I love transmission, so I wanted to ask you this. Is somebody said, well, the 4R100 is just an E40D with a Band-Aid on it. And I have always seen them completely different. The reason is what they were rated to do in 99 to 03 took some companies 10 plus years to offer that in a factory truck. So I never looked at it that way. But I think with what we've talked about with tuning, the 400 to 500 horsepower number, or going to 600, Vinny touched on it with you're going to need a transmission. What do you guys think about that as far as how does it hold up to 400 to 500? And if you need to build it, are there limitations? In my mind, there isn't. There's tons of billet parts, tons of technology, tons of things you can do. But I thought it'd be great to ask you on the podcast.
Well, it's one of the cheapest transmissions to build, as far as like looking at like a B40D or 4R100 compared to like a 5R110 or a 6R140. It's the cheapest transmission that we deal with in the industry, and cheap's not the right word, affordable. It's the most affordable transmission to build. So a lot of guys are adapting them. Like for example, during my tenure at Leadfoot, we built a 1700 horsepower 6.7, and the 6R140 is a beast. It's a very robust transmission, but we kept snapping the intermediate shaft. And so we actually sent it up to Maryland to have a 4R100 mated to it, because we knew it would live at that horsepower level. So awesome question. And even better answer, it's the most affordable transmission you can build in the diesel industry, and it'll hold over 1500 horsepower. And, you know, Bill can go deeper into the tuning side of it, obviously, but a lot of my experience is sled pulling, drag racing, and when I'm seeing guys get rid of Allison's to go to a 4R100, there's the answer to your question. And I'm sure the haters will show up strong in the comments, but that's the reality. They were calling them Duraflights back in the day, but they were putting 48 REs behind Duramaxes to hold the power. They were putting 4R100s behind Duramaxes to hold the power. So the big horsepower drag race guys, the big horsepower sled pull guys, they know what the 4R100 can do. And Bill, if you want to hit on the tuning side of it, I think that's very important for listeners and consumers to see.
Yeah, so in stock form, the 4R100 is actually, I mean, it's still a very reliable transmission. There's some quirks with the 2002, 2003s, with the valve bodies. And so once you start getting up over 400 horsepower, we really do recommend doing a modified valve body in it. It's not terribly expensive. And it's a very solid mod that provides great results. The internals of it otherwise we've never had any problem up to 500 horsepower. you know, like anything else, you know, some components are a little weaker than others. We've seen input shafts snap going and then going to a billet or cryoed input shaft, you know, solves that problem. But I mean, overall, the transmissions, we've never really had any issues with. Again, once you get up over 500 horsepower, it's a different game. You know, you're going to have to do some internals. You know, there's going to be hardened components that you need to do. It's gonna, and there's a lot we can do tuning to help that out. But you're going to want to, you know, really just kind of pick a power level that's going to fit your budget and your needs. And then once you cross the threshold, then it's really going to start compounding itself and what you're going to have to spend to maintain an achievable power level. But again, you're still thousands, tens of thousands of dollars still in your pocket compared to trying to build a later platform. You know, as long as the truck's got a solid body, you can put a lot of money into it and have something that's going to run great and be reliable and still keep a lot of cash in your pocket.
That's a really important point. I think in the whole conversation of new versus old, I see a lot of posts or conversations with the newer trucks, and people will ask transmission companies, well, when are you going to have a 10 speed available? Or what about the 6 speed? And sometimes it can take years. And then even then they might not have it figured out in 2, 3, 5, or with the case of 16 RFE, I don't know if it ever truly gets figured out, but there's so much R&D and time and testing on the 4R100 that's been done. That excites me as far as billet parts that I would need, clutch packs, valve bodies, torque converters. It's already been done, so now I can just pick and choose what I need for my particular power level.
Right. And you know, a lot of companies really do try to put packages together. They just like, you know, pick your horsepower number, and this is what you need to achieve that. And this is what you need to do it reliably. And, you know, if you want 600 horsepower, 700 horsepower, you're going to need this, 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 and this. And we can pretty much guarantee you that this is what you're going to make. Like I said, they put it in a package, they put a price tag on it, you know what you're getting into. And if it fits your budget, then perfect. And off you go.
Thought of a listener, maybe, you know, he's in his truck listening right now. And he's like, you know, I've been thinking about this for months or years. I'm ready to do this 7.3 thing. And he might not know a lot about it. And I'm sure there's small generational changes or small things between the years. What would be the best year or year range between a 99 or 99.5 to 03? Is there really any difference between them? And if so, you know, which ones would you pick if you were going to buy one right now?
Well, we're still of the opinion that the 99 to 01 with forged rods was, you know, from a base standpoint is probably the best platform to work with. You can do a 2002 or 2003. But just going into that, knowing that without some internal mods, changing the rods, you know, going with forged rods, there's going to be horsepower limit. So that again goes back to, you know, what power level are you looking to make? And, you know, you find what you can find. And then the only difference is going to be if you want to achieve a high horsepower output, you may end up going into the motor and doing a long block, you know, with forged rods and going from there. But even that in the grand scheme of things is not horrifically expensive. You could build a solid long block for under 10 grand, and have an engine that you know where it's starting from and will last you as long as you need it.
That's a really cool part with these trucks, where I think each time we do a podcast and we talk 7.3s, I kind of get turned on to the idea a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more, and it starts to make sense. But I feel like I need to stay in tune with what people are wanting out there. And I think I said before, like a couple of years ago, I just started to hear things about 7.3s, and I didn't understand till we had chatted last time just how immensely repopular that they are, and the technology you're bringing with tuning,
right?
With what you have in 2024, it's so cool.
Yeah, it really has. So the resurgence in popularity of the 7.3, particularly over the last couple of years, it's been astounding. You know, just all the posts that we've seen on Facebook, the vast number of YouTube videos on 7.3s, people doing 7.3 builds, you know, all the different podcasts on diesel stuff that address 7.3 concerns and the resurgence has been astounding. And it's not something that we could have anticipated, but, you know, we're certainly glad that it's here. And I think one of the biggest driving factors is the cost of new trucks and the emissions, the concerns with the emissions devices on the new trucks. Those are really driving people away from them because they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to have to deal with blue fluid, and they don't want to have to deal with clogged DPFs and stuff. It's just become a nightmare from a maintenance standpoint and a reliability standpoint. You know, I can't tell you how many stories we've heard. You know, guys pulling his camper up in the mountains, his DPF clogs, and now he's stuck on the side of the road. And it's just nothing you can do.
Well, and then the alternative to that, I've talked to people that say, oh, we don't have to deal with, you know, inspections or anything like that. I want to get a, you know, DPF delete. And I'm like, don't do it because you can't have it serviced by anyone at that point. No shop can legally touch your vehicle. And Vinny can speak on this. If you've got those modifications, they are not willing to lose their business over doing an oil change on your truck because you have the DPF delete.
They become liable if some of those components are missing, and it really puts shops in a very difficult position.
Vinny would be the one to speak on this, but that's something I hear all the time is people saying, oh, it's okay, I'm just going to go ahead and do it. Don't. Don't.
That and the scariest thing with deletes right now and seeing it happen firsthand, I actually had this conversation this morning, flipped my computer on at 7 o'clock, and some guy had Facebook messaged me about, you know, hey, I respect your opinion and I've seen you on the podcast and I want to know who's the best company out there to do a delete. For one, I can't even advise him on that. Me giving him advice on that could put me in trouble. But the scariest thing is, you know, we saw the pattern at the shop. In 2018, I think most of the really good tuning companies were pretty much out of business as far as delete tuning. A lot of them were in court fighting legal battles. And, you know, what happened is this wave of retards immersed on Facebook. Mainly, I see it all over the different groups, the L5P Brotherhood, the LNL Duramax groups, the 6-7 Power Stroke pages. And you end up with these Facebook sensations like, I do delete tuning, and they're open about it. And then they blow five guys' motors up because they don't know what they're doing. They're not calibrators. They're just taking somebody else's old pirated files and they're trying to put their spin on it. And they just blew your engine up in your brand new 2023 F-350. It's not worth taking that risk. And I can tell you definitively, without a doubt, there are no good tuning companies out there doing delete tuning right now. Not in the United States anyways, maybe abroad. I'm not familiar with that market, but I know who is good in the United States and those people are no longer in business. So if you're buying delete tunes from somebody on Facebook, good luck.
Be very careful.
Yes. Do a ton of research and like, you know, I guess the easiest thing is just don't do it. Because you're going to get yourself in trouble, you know, and that's the pattern, right? So the EPA busts the manufacturer and then they go in and raid them and they get all these invoices of who they're selling to. So then they go and bust all the WDs and then they get all their receipts of who they're selling to. So then they go to the shop and they bust the shop and they get all their invoices. At the end of the day, the end user is no less guilty than the shop that installed it. So if you're buying this stuff and there's an invoice attached to it, your name, phone number, email address, your home address, all that. The EPA has all that information now. So these guys think it's funny on the forums, like, oh, I'll talk in code to get a delete. At the end of the day, if somebody sells you that stuff, they're setting you up to get in trouble. It's different than the drug industry because in the drug industry, you don't get a receipt when you buy a pound of coke. If you buy a delete tune, you're getting an invoice and the EPA's got your number. So it's just not worth it.
Or buy an older truck
that you can have fun with.
Don't do drugs.
And at the end of the day, you know, I think setting the expectation for guys that are going to buy a 7.3 and modify it, I'm a little biased. I like the OBS body style myself. If you're going to build a 7.3 and if you're going to build an OBS or a Super Duty, whichever you decide, just go into it with a very realistic idea and a plan of attack. Like, buy the truck, throw a tune intake and exhaust on it, then go buy yourself an engine and start your engine build. You're going to have a blast doing it that way because you plan to do it that way. If you blow your engine up, now you've got a boat anchor that you can't drive. You're not getting to work. You're borrowing cars. So just go into these builds with a very thoroughly thought out plan. And we can help you with that. I mean, email us, Facebook message us, whatever. If you're getting into this mind frame of I'm going to build a 7.3, give us a shout because we've seen it done 1,000 times. We've got 60 years of experience sitting here. And so use it, utilize us. You know, we've got a great network of people that we work with, turbo builders, injector builders, transmission builders, engine builders, if you don't want to do it yourself. And just that's what the Summit 7.3 is. That's what we're trying to achieve here. We're trying to put together a group of very moral and ethical business owners that we can refer you guys as consumers to. And so don't be shy. Don't worry about hitting me up at midnight, 11 o'clock. I mean, I answer Facebook questions till I pass out. You know, this is my passion. You know, fortunately, it's my job, but I'm very passionate about it. I've done it. I'm actually contemplating and trying to work into a big 7.3 build myself. I want to do like a true twin turbo setup with a water to air intercooler because they're so immensely efficient. So I'm going to try to retrofit a 6.7 water to air intercooler into a 7.3 and see what we can achieve with that. So I think at the end of the day, people watch listen to these podcasts and watch these YouTube videos. Use us. We're a wealth of information. We can save you a lot of headaches and heartaches that you never have to experience that we have.
Exactly.
That's a really important point that you made about moral and ethical and being able to, you know, say contact this place, because there are so many questions on a weekly basis we get of all different trucks, all different parts. I may not know, you know, I had somebody over the years that they were in Georgia and they needed their truck worked on. Well, it was easy for me to say, hey, call Vinny. I know Vinny. I know he's going to take care of him, but I might not know somebody in another state or might not know who to refer someone to for a build. So I think this is definitely going to change that dynamic where there'll be so many places that if I want to build my 7.3, I know to call Power Hungry Performance and reach out to Vinny. I know how to, you know, contact you guys. You could set me up with, you know, what I need, or maybe I need a turbo and they're like, hey, you need to get, you know, Power Hungry Tunes, and it's all cyclical as we talked about. So it's really cool to chat with you guys today. I loved, you know, the information about Summit 7.3, but then also throwing some listener questions, some YouTube comments, your guys' way. As far as, you know, questions about a build, maybe I didn't ask the right question or somebody had something really specific to ask. What's the best way to reach out to like you, Vinny, or you guys there at the office?
Yeah. Facebook Messenger is easy, super easy. I watch that like a hawk. Call the office. If I'm working from home, they'll send you over to me. If we want to talk about build specifics and recommendations, Bill's got a wealth of knowledge as far as shops that he trusts, shops that use our tuning that are well versed in it, not just downloading a tune, but like you get a tuner and a tune from a shop and then you do bigger injectors and that shop can help you with that. And we've got a whole network. Like there's Facebook message me, you can email me. I'll post my email in the comments below, and I'll post a link to our website as well where you can get our chips and stuff like that. And then we've got a great dealer network. So I get 200-300 Facebook messages a day from this podcast now. We've done so many episodes, and there's not one that goes unanswered.
Yeah, it's it really is. It's you know, the ability for us to be able to network with a lot of people that, you know, shops and companies that we know that even after the sale, they're going to be there to take care of you. If you have a problem, they're going to be there. They're going to make sure that you are completely satisfied with what you've bought into and what they've done for you. And that's hugely important to us.
And it's a tight knit community. We all know each other. And if we hear someone's doing wrong by their customers, we're not going to send you there. It's everyone is vetted that we refer people to.
Well, Bill, Angela, Vinny, it was great to chat with you guys today. I look forward to getting some feedback and seeing some things from Summit 7.3, and I'll be taking notes of any other 7.3 questions that we get. So when we chat again, I can let you know what the listeners are asking. So I appreciate your time today.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Don't forget, Diesel fans, make sure and head on over to targetsportsusa.com/DieselPC. It'll take you right to their membership page, which it's $99 a year. And with that, you get an instant 8% discount on any order that you purchase. You also get free shipping on every order, whether you're ordering one box, 10 boxes, 50, 100, however many it is that you're ordering. You get that automatically. Plus, you're entered into two giveaways they do yearly. The first is an all-expense-paid hunting trip to Colorado, includes airfare, accommodations, licensing, plus complimentary meat processing and shipping back to you. Plus, they give away a brand new F-150 every year. So it's a great opportunity to win maybe a new daily driver, something to keep the miles off your diesel truck when you're, you know, heading outdoors or to and from work. So definitely make sure you head on over to their website, check it out at targetsportsusa.com/DieselPC. Also, our friends at Kershaw Knives have a 40% off discount code for you. Code is 2024Diesel40. Go to kershaw.kaiusa.com. You'll find a complete lineup of knives to meet any budget, different options for opening mechanism, blade steel, blade shape, handle design. So if you're in the market, head on over, check them out, and use code 2024Diesel40. Also want to give a shout out to some of our Patreon supporters. Cutter Up Rob, Tyler Lowen at 23 Diesel, J. Cole and Colby, all of our other Patreon supporters, all of you who subscribe on YouTube, podcast apps, follow us on social media. We appreciate all your support here in year 8 of the Diesel Podcast and look forward to bringing you more of the content that you want to hear in 2024. Till next time, keep the shiny side up.